This episode of The Crunch Zone is sponsored by the O-Line Sports Grill at Hurstbourne and Westport Road. Make O-Line your home for Cardinal basketball when you can't be at the game. For a buy one, get one free entree, text CRUNCH to 72727.
Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production. You are now listening to The Crunch Zone, broadcasting live from O-Line Sports Grill on Westport and Hurstbourne Parkway. This is Mike Lindsay, also known as Crumb's Revenge, and I'm sitting with
Mark Blankenbaker at U of L Sheriff 50.
And we've got a lot to talk about. We've got a lot of new coaching hires. We've got some recruit stuff. We've got a game watch party for the UConn basketball game Saturday night at O-Line. And we're going to talk to Dan from Louisville.am to tell you about this whole podcast thing. It's the Crunch Zone. It's coming at you right now.
One on one.
Folks, I'm really glad that Dan Vonderhyde could stop in and talk with us about Louisville.am. As you know, our podcast is sponsored by O-Line Sports Grill, but it's Louisville.am production. And Louisville.am offers a lot. And I'd love, Dan, to tell us a little bit about what's going on and the whole concept behind it.
Well, the concept is pretty easy. I mean, we live in 2014, and people don't have to sit around and wait for what they want to hear about or read about. It's there for the taking when they want it. There wasn't a lot of that opportunity in terms of radio. So I got the experts, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You guys are the experts, so let's sign up the guys that really know what they're talking about. And we'll put some stuff up so people can hear it when they want and where they want, and it's working out.
That's great. And you know, folks, if you check out Louisville.am, you will see that it's just right down the alley of Keep Louisville Weird. It's got people talking about.
We're right next door to their office, too.
Really?
Oddly enough, yeah. It's
so nice we've got, too. You know, you've got beer podcasts, you got food podcasts, you got family podcasts. I mean, just tell us about some of the other podcasts.
You left out the business podcast. It's really kind of
tell
my
us about
show.
It. There we go, Dan. Talk about your show.
Well, this is sort of my startup business. So I started my podcast. It's been a couple of years now. So I'm up to 88 episodes, I guess, by the time we publish this out. And it's I just listed
your startup podcast is about startup business,
right? So I talk to entrepreneurs and people who have ideas for business things that can make a difference in Louisville to put us on the map in terms of technology and media and those sorts of things that, you know, the Facebooks of the world made very
and
glamorous.
If that bores people to death, they can also check out
LouisvilleBeer.com, which is actually my favorite show. I love those guys are so funny.
Okay, we've got a beer show. Tell us about it.
There's three guys, John Worth, John King, and the off-color commentator, Scott Likens, and they come in and they record their show Sunday nights, which means Monday morning I have a giant pile of beer bottles to clean up in the studio.
Awesome. They're doing it on the podcast.
Which is great.
Yeah, that's right. Probably PG-13 level, maybe.
Oh, yeah. PG-18.
All
for
right.
Sure.
So, and, you know, on this show, we could give two craps about the Cats. There's a podcast.
There is the podcast.
But I know.
They're good guys.
Who cares? We don't care about Wildcats. But the family, you have a family one, right?
Louisville Family Fund.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's at LouisvilleFamilyFund.net. And all the shows are available on iTunes. It's probably best to search out the host's name. iTunes is so weird how they index everything. So, we all have to overcome challenges with our businesses,
right.
And that's one of mine.
That's right. All
iTunes.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we appreciate you having us on the docket with Louisville.am.
I can't tell you how great it is. You guys are pros, and your show is great. And your blog is great, and your tweets are great, and everything is great about it. So, you know, I'm glad you guys jumped on board, and I'll be grateful for a long time that you took a chance with me.
Well, we appreciate it, too. We enjoy it. If you all don't know Dan, he has been around radio for decades.
My entire life.
His entire life. Mm-hmm. So he knows a lot about the industry, and so we like learning from Dan. And we are lucky in this city. There's a lot of great blog. It's a great blogging community,
yeah.
So we're really happy to be, you know, in this with you. So
can we
it's
hug
been a
it
lot
out?
Of fun. No, we're not hugging
okay.
it out.
Oh, good.
Mark's going to hug him, folks. This is going to be a full frontal hug.
I'm a hugger.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Dan, for
Thank
coming
you.
On the show and tell us a little bit more about Louisville.am.
Topic of the week.
Mark, it's been a really big week in Louisville football. Last week we alluded to we were going with Petrino's being hired before he was.
I'm not making any more predictions.
No
I'm
more
done
predictions.
With that. I'm freaking myself out. I talked to you 2 weeks ago in your living room, and I said, we might need to talk about Charlie Strong to Texas. that happens. And then we said, before it was actually official, we did an entire show about Bobby Petrino being the head coach of the University of Louisville before it was official, because we wanted it there the day that it was announced.
Yep.
We wanted it in the can. So
certainly all thought it was weird when Vegas did a 2-1 on Charlie, and it turns out Charlie, as we now know, Charlie did talk to Texas before the bowl game, before all of that. And so apparently Vegas sometimes has good information to our dismay.
For some reason, Vegas, they built huge buildings and they have an enormous, stock offerings.
Off the crushed dreams of many.
Yes, and it's off guys like me, because I would have bet heavily that Charlie wouldn't have been offered the job. Not that he wouldn't have taken it, but that he wouldn't have been offered the job. So that would have been. But anyway, let's move on.
That's right. Thank you, Charlie, for building us well. I don't care that he talked to them early. I mean, how do you think Tom has a short list? Tom is talking to all of these coaches that are currently coaching,
right?
And that's how Tom makes a short list. So that's what people do. I don't have any concern, and I'm not upset with Charlie talking to coaches. I'm just bummed he left, because I like the guy.
I am, but you know what? I'm excited about Bobby Petrino.
Absolutely.
Big time. I mean, and we saw a lot of excitement with your video that came out earlier this week.
Yeah, people.
Bobby is back. Black is back. Bobby Petrino edition.
People are lying. You folks are lying out there, because there was not a lot of people saying they're very excited about Bobby Petrino, but I swear, based on your web traffic in 2 days watching that video, there's lot of people that are excited about Bobby that haven't said it out loud yet.
Exactly. Web traffic, don't lie.
I think that was watched more than
the Russell Athletic
30 hours. No, than Year of the Cardinal was.
Really? And that was super popular with you guys. So, I know that you're out there. I know that you like Bobby Petrino. Maybe you don't want to admit it to yourself.
We know you'll be there when they kick off.
The reminder of the fresh memories that we saw this past weekend with that video, and just seeing Coach now twice at two different press conferences, one to announce him, the other to announce his offensive coordinator. I can tell that he's locked in, and I've also spoken with a couple of former players who've gone to visit him, and I mean, he is super excited, and every single time he talks to him, he talks about winning a national championship.
Well, Florida State just won a national title out of the ACC.
Yep.
And so now he knows he's got the players, he's in a conference, he can do it. So Bobby's got the fuel for the fire, and we know Bobby's all about, this guy's a ball of fire. So
yes.
We don't have to worry about it anymore as fans.
And I think our offense, just looking at the roster, going from this past year to next year, the offense was really the big question. And now, it maybe not. I mean, with Bobby Petrino, I got to feel good about it, because I remember 2003 when he came in, and all the talk shows and radio and what internet there was back then, all they could talk about was, who's this guy's first-year head coach, and who's this quarterback, Stephon LeFours?
Yeah.
What are they going to do? And they came out, they won.
Yeah, I totally remember that. I remember complaining about that, because I'm like, Stephon LeFours, barely know the guy, didn't have a lot of offers out of Louisiana.
Yep.
And he's 6'1". I'm like, we were quarterback you. How did we get Stephon LeFours as our starting quarterback?
And
we are quarterback you.
And he's a boss.
And as it turns out, probably, to me, the most productive college quarterback. I mean, Redmond and Brom are throw gaudy numbers, but
Teddy.
But LeFours is even more. He had a higher percentage than Teddy.
Well, I knew a bunch of guys on the 2014, and that was Brian Brom's freshman year and Stephon's last year. And I know a lot of guys on that team actually felt like Stephon could have had enormous numbers if Brom wasn't playing that second quarter. We all know that paid dividends, huge dividends, especially in that Miami game where Brian had to come in and play. But I know a lot of guys felt like if Stephon had played in the second quarters, that his numbers would have been 25% better and Heisman worthy.
Right.
And his rushing totals and his passing totals and his completion percentage were off the charts. And he's probably one of my most exciting people and players that I've ever seen play, probably because he came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
We all know the Michael Bushes, the Brian Brahms, the Teddy Bridgewaters that come in. They have a ton of tout. Everybody's touting them. But a guy like Stephon LeFours to come in,
he just snuck in and punched you in the mouth.
And to perform like that, and it's amazing. So.
Well, he has a lot of respect. I've I too have a couple friends. Jason Hilliard, one offensive lineman. He played under John L. He played under Bobby. And we will have Jason on a podcast to tell us a little bit about Bobby.
Right.
He's looking forward to do that. He's a man of law running around billy clubbing people. He's not billy clubbing anyone. Well, but he is a policeman. But so when he gets the time, he's going to join us.
Ever since we had Chad Rempsey on, we've had a couple former players reach out, and we're going to get some of those interviews going here soon too. So
that's great.
That'll be
so
fun.
So but he would always say how smart Stephon was.
Yeah.
He said that there was never a bad decision when Stephon was quarterback.
Right. Right.
He knew that offense, and he just, in a quick decision, he always seemed to make the right decision.
Yeah, and now Stephon is, of course, the head coach here in Louisville for Christian Academy. So
right.
That's awesome.
With Jason Hilliard.
With Hilliard. Oh, yep. Hilliard's over there. I didn't know that. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and they beat outclassed, I think they're a 2A, maybe like a 4A Eastern, I'm not sure, but they went all the way through. They lost in the playoffs. They were pretty much undefeated, I think, the whole year, and then they had tons of injuries, from what I understand.
Right.
So that's kind of unfair to have, you know, not only former NFL guys coaching the high school team, but guys that were also under Petrino. I mean, how are high school defenses going to handle that?
Well, if you'd have told me 2 weeks ago that Bobby Petrino was the head coach at the University of Louisville, announced on January 9th, 2014, I would have not believed you.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny how things like this happen, but I'm excited about it.
Talk about the defensive coordinator.
The defensive coordinator, Todd Grantham, he's yet to be hired, but Bobby Petrino, or he's yet to be announced. He's hired.
They have to process through HR before they can announce.
Yeah, there's always, you know, and maybe by the time this hits the internet, it'll be official, but basically, Todd Grantham, you know, he's a guy who came in from the NFL. You know, he was at Virginia Tech. He went to Michigan State. He went to the NFL, and he came back, and now he's the defensive coordinator at Georgia. In his second year, he had Georgia as the number 5 defense in the country. In his third year, he had 7 players off his defense get drafted in the NFL.
Yeah.
In his last year, the most recent year,
where
everybody wants to pull stats. Well, you just had seven starters go to the NFL draft.
Right.
It's a very young group. They suffered a lot of injuries. They're 45th in the country now. When Louisville,
By the way, if you have a really young defense in the SEC, which I think arguably is the best conference in college football,
yes,
you're going to have some trouble.
Right, and you know, when Louisville had a lot of attrition. Going from Charlie Strong in year one to year two, you know, they actually dipped all the way down to 23rd in total defense.
Against a much weaker schedule.
Much weaker schedule.
Louisville had some good games. The Big East was pretty solid.
Right.
North Carolina was on it that year. But we did lose to Marshall and FIU back-to-back, I think. So, just to touch on Mark's point there, just to compare Charlie year two versus Grantham?
Grantham year four.
Year four. Rushing defense, they both gave up about the same amount. Looks like Georgia did better than Louisville by about 80 yards. Passing was identical, the exact same amount of yards. Total yardage, Georgia's about 600 worse for the season, which isn't much.
Well,
you got
to remember that one really super long play that Auburn scored on to win the Hail Mary. It was like a 78-yard bomb to win the game. That should have never happened because they had two defenders have their hands on it.
So 78 of that 600 is that play.
Yeah.
The yards per play, the difference is literally a half a yard. Yards per game, Georgia was 50 yards worse. And then on takeaways, it was Louisville's better on takeaways. But if you look at Grantham over 4 years compared to Charlie over 4 years, the sacks were better on average for Louisville. But the interceptions and the fumbles were better for Grantham. Now, and I look at these and I see that maybe he gives up a little bit more yards than Louisville did defensively as a whole. But interceptions and fumbles, he actually had a lot more.
Yeah, and his whole defense is predicated on getting tackles behind the line of scrimmage and taking away turnovers. He'll give up a little bit of yardage, but when on third down, that's the down that matters, the money down. And it's not really fair to go year to year on these because you do have different personnel changes and things like that.
And coaching changes. New coaches that come into your
Position coaches that coach differently and they need extra time to get up to speed. And Georgia suffered a ton of injuries, you know, in this year. So I don't really think it's fair to, you know, pin last year on Ty Grantham. I mean, obviously he, you know, had a big hand in that. But when his first year, when he wasn't at Georgia, to year one to year two, with or without him, they went from 38th to 23.
Right.
And I think that's an improvement. And I guess the bottom line is that him as a defensive coordinator in college football, he's never been worse than 40th. Now, we have one of the best offensive minds and probably the greatest play caller in the history of college football on the offensive side of the ball.
And maybe the best play caller any level right now.
In any level, in Bobby Petrino.
Yeah.
And so how good does the defense really have to be? Now,
right. Bobby's going to outscore him.
That being said, I think Ty Grantham is a very good defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. He can recruit. He'll get elite talent. And he also has a good scheme. It's not an awful scheme. You don't have to worry about him being out there like Texas A&M and giving up like 50 points and, you know, scoring, you know, on 8 out of 11 possessions. That's not going to happen right. with his defense. But the advantage is that he doesn't have to. He can play a little weaker and give up a few more yards and try to go after those turnovers and get sacks and, you know, get to punt, get to fourth down a little quicker, because he knows that his offense is going to score points
right.
and keep him in the ball game, so that he just needs to make plays.
Yeah, and in Bobby's tenure, if we all as fans remember, he did have a lot of bend not break, but having Grantham in, I mean, if Louisville fans are really going to be upset, and we've looked at the numbers, and while they gave up more rushing yards in a much better schedule against the SEC, he had more takeaways than Vance. You know, we were happy with Vance, but if we're going to be upset with a SEC defensive coordinator who was a finalist for the defensive coordinator job for, I believe, the Saints and the Eagles?
Saints and Eagles last year.
Saints and the Eagles. So if he's good enough to be hired by the NFL as a defensive coordinator.
He spent a lot of
time. And he's been in the NFL. Yeah. And we're not happy with him here at Cardinal Country, then we have expectations that are unrealistic, probably.
I think so, too. And I think it's also telling the staff that Bobby Petrino put together. Now, that was my first and biggest worry.
Right.
Can Bobby Petrino put together an elite-level staff that can, number one, recruit and also, you know, develop these players?
And we need to recruit because, as you pointed out last week, Bobby coming from Western, he wasn't really going to bring a lot of players.
He's not going to bring a lot of players.
So
and
that was important.
Honest, we're in Kentucky, okay? We have a handful of guys each year that are elite players.
Yeah. No natural advantage like Alabama or Florida or Texas.
No natural advantage of being around here. Now, the advantage that we do have is that we're close to a lot of good hotbeds, like Pennsylvania and Ohio and Georgia and Alabama. Not long drives to northern Florida, things like that. It's not a long way. But there's not anybody that grew up. There's not a large number of Louisville fans that are in Jefferson County that can also play major college football.
And recruiting starts tomorrow, right?
Yeah, the recruiting starts January 15th.
Thursday, tomorrow. So, and we have our staff in place.
Right, and I do think it's telling that the offensive coordinator, Garrick McGee, quit his head coaching job at UAB.
Folks.
And Ty Grantham left an SEC coordinator position to become the defensive coordinator at the University of Louisville. He basically moved from D coordinator, from SEC to ACC, from Georgia to Louisville. He's going to make $1 million every year for 5 years, guaranteed money, which Georgia wasn't offering, by the way, and that is a much better advantage than to be an $850,000 guy year to year.
Yeah, so. And you're making a statement, too, to go in and say, oh, we need a defensive coordinator. Okay, we'll take Georgia's. Now, the fans of Georgia, like, good, glad he's gone. But, folks, we just talked about it. When he had talent, they went to the pros. They were top five. When they were young, they gave up yards just like Vance Bedford did.
They were still 45th.
You have to understand the schedule they play, and you have to understand the age of those players. This guy can coach, so we're excited to have him. Garrick McGee has known Petrino since he was 18 years old. He was coached by Petrino, and then later coached with Petrino various stops, Arizona State, Jacksonville Jaguars, I believe, and some other places. So this is a guy who not only understands how to work with Petrino, which we know he's a tough son of a bitch, so it's really good to know that this coach isn't going to want to quit after 2 weeks.
Right.
Because he's tough on the sidelines. But so we've got good synergy. We have good coaches. We have good players. And we have a really good schedule. It is pretty exciting going into next year.
It's coming together really, really well. I'm excited about the offensive line coach. I'm excited about the receivers coach. I'm curious to see.
Yeah, Lamar Atkins, right?
Lamar Thomas. But I'm
Lamar Atkins plays on the team.
He's Keith Brown's brother. He's a fullback.
Yeah.
It's easy to do.
We're going to promote him.
But I'm excited about the staff. I'm excited about the players. I'm curious to see how the recruiting class is going to come together. But by all indications, the commitments that they want are excited. Mm-hmm. And a couple of the guys who have decided to decommit are now probably going to reaffirm up.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Isaiah Ford and George
there was a
Rushing.
Linebacker. How do you say the Henry's last name?
I don't even know how to say it. Humarama? Yeah.
I don't know. Homarama.
I'll have to look at it and get a phonetic.
Henry Homarama, who is a phenomenal linebacker.
He is.
And then George Rushing.
Yes.
We're talking on Twitter saying, I'm starting to warm up to this new staff.
Thing. Yeah, and Isaiah Ford, who decommitted, but he could play football and basketball at the University of Louisville. I think both those guys will be able to take a run at. The two guys we won't be able to will be Chris Nelson and Puna Ford, but we have Daniel Cage, and there are other guys out there. But, of course, losing those, that's a need position, so that's a little troublesome. But we have players there for this year. So there's time to kind of correct
Charlie, this is part of our thank you to Charlie. You recruited well for 4 years.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We don't have to be in a panic. So Isaiah Ford, I mean, my pitch with him would be like, do you like playing NCAA 14? You know how you score 60 points. Well, you can do that in real life, you know.
You can do that in real life.
That's an old ESPN mention. You know, they wrote an article about Bobby Petrino. They said they put up video game numbers.
Well, you know, for me, if I'm a defensive tackle or if I'm a wide receiver, I don't decommit from the University of Louisville, because those are the two biggest need positions. You're going to have an opportunity to get on the field very quickly. Louisville's very senior heavy at the wide receiver position for this coming season.
Oh, right.
But you can go in and
come
redshirt,
in and get your body right.
Get ready, and you can hit the ground running as a redshirt freshman or play as a true freshman if you want to.
Yeah.
And you cut your teeth a little bit as a sophomore. You're probably going to have a great chance to start, because there's not a lot there.
Well, this is awesome times, folks. So the coaching staff has now been put together. They're going to hit the road. They're going to start recruiting. So next week we might have some news about some good things that happened there. That's going to wrap it up for this week for football. And now we're going to head to some basketball, where we have an O-line game watch party.
The O-Line Grill is Cardinal Central for U of L basketball games on TV. Grab your friends and get to O-Line to grab a bucket of domestic beers for $9 or other game time specials like 24 wings and 2 domestic buckets for just $30. If craft beer is your thing, O-Line has several taps too. Support the Crunch Zone and head there for lunch. And get a buy one, get one free entree by texting Crunch to 72727. The O-Line Grill at Hurstbourne and Westport in Louisville's East End, on the front line of Cardinal sports.
Game of the week.
Okay, Mark, we got two big games this week. We'll talk briefly on Houston, and then we'll move to our feature game of the week, a very important game against RPI number 26, UConn, on the road with the O-Line Sports Grill Game Watch Party. But let's go to Houston first. Probably the most exciting thing about Houston coming in is Chicken Knowles.
Chicken to the bucket. He's here. Our friend Mike Rutherford, Card Chronicle, started the movement a couple years ago when he was a prep target for the Cardinals. And Chicken in the bucket, the KFC Yum Center, is going to happen Thursday night. And I'm pumped about it. Absolutely ecstatic.
He is 6'10". He is 190 pounds, but I don't think that's why he got his nickname. He's kind of skinny like a chicken.
He is kind of.
But I don't
skinny
think
like
I can't remember with the reason why he got his nickname.
Yeah, we're gonna have to find that out this week and let you know on Twitter why Chicken has his name.
But they are 2-1 in the conference. They're 10-6 overall. They've got pretty much all their success has been at home, and all of their failures have been on the road. But at home, they almost beat Cincinnati. They lost by one, which we know Cincinnati dropped the paint on Memphis, who we lost to, painful. Mm-hmm. And then they also beat UConn at home.
Yep.
So so that is kind of the highlight. Now, overall, in RPI, they're like 190th. If you look at their ratings from points per game, rebounds, and all the way across the board, it's not much. Everything's in the hundreds as far as their NCAA rank.
Right.
This is a team that clearly can't afford to lose to it. Clearly not. They're not afraid to play us as their results against Cincinnati and UConn would dictate. But this is a team we're better than, and we have to win at home.
Absolutely. I mean,
I'm really excited because, you know, football's kind of been put to bed a little bit with the coaching change and the season. This is the time when I normally start really focusing in on basketball quite a bit. You and a couple of our other contributors really do a great job with basketball, but I'm excited to kind of come in and help and get my basketball juices flowing. And I've been to a lot of games this year.
I don't want any of your juices flowing.
My attention has been split, and so now I'm excited to fully focus on basketball. But I still, even though I have been to all these games, I still don't know the identity of this team, and it's really kind of a weird deal. I love a lot of our pieces.
Yeah,
I'm worried about Chris Jones's hip. I mean,
yeah, day to day, folks. So he may or may not play. If I was a betting man, Rozier is going to play against Houston. And we might see Jones just if we need some sub or foul minutes.
Yeah.
Just let him rest for an important road game against UConn on Saturday.
And Terry's really been playing really well lately. And I like his game, and he's, you know, coming along, and you see the development in him. But Louisville really just needs, like, a top-level guy, you know, to kind of step up in the front court, especially. Because Montrezl Harrell, he can't do it all on his own. He's looking for double-digit rebounds. He played 38 minutes
back-to-back against games
in two straight games. Yeah. And that's a lot for a big guy. You know, Montrez is very athletic, and he's in great shape. But 38 minutes of high-level college basketball is a lot to ask for anybody.
And we need his rebounds because we're not getting him anyway. So his double-double, which we're all pretty, you know, pretty happy about, we still got out-rebounded, 48-29.
Sixth game in a row, Louisville's been out-rebounded.
And then in offensive rebounds, probably the worst offset yet, 20 offensive rebounds to 6.
Allowed?
In a win.
Wow.
In a win.
That's a lot.
We beat SMU with 14 less offensive rebounds. So when you see Coach Pitino talking about he wants to go with more offensive lineup, there's a reason. It's because we're not going to rebound or put back. So
sure.
He's trying to be more effective on scoring because he knows offensive rebounds are out the window with Shane gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. We kind of knew this was going to happen. So why is he in the Hall of Fame? Because he adapts. So he's going to move to that more offensive lineup. You can already see late-game situations where Luke is more involved.
Luke
not
is
just
playing great basketball.
Yep.
Like the last three games, Luke, his stroke
five,
is back.
Five of the last six games.
Yeah. Well, I just specifically
he has been killing
know
it.
The last three.
Yeah.
Maybe it is the past five or six, but I just know the last three he's been playing great. And I did like the development of him and Luke, or Wayne and Luke, starting together and playing a lot together. Now, if Wayne Blackshear can stop fouling folks,
yeah,
that would be the ideal situation.
Yeah.
Because he is just – I mean, he's like a foul magnet right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, Pitino said he's trying to armbar, and he's doing some defense that he did last year, which the new rules are not kind to. So – Wayne needs to play a little bit more alert as far as his assignments and moving his feet, apparently, which he hasn't done. Now, his production otherwise has been good, but I am now adding a new stat to per-minute production that we put out on the site on thecrunchzone.com every week, and it's going to be what's called kind of a heat streak. And right now, that'll be games that are over .50, and the productivity score, .50, basically means every 2 minutes – they do one good thing for the team,
right?
Offsetting anything bad they've done. So it's a good number. I mean, our best guys average 0.75, but 0.50 is a solid game.
Right.
So the people with streaks right now are Montrezl Harrell, I think at 8 games in a row over 0.50. Luke Hancock is at 5 games in a row, and I think Russ is about the same. So right now, as of the last half dozen games, it has been the Luke, Russ, and Trez show.
Wow.
And that'll probably continue. Now, Rozier has been producing like nobody's business over the last 8 games, much better than Chris Jones. So while we get excited about Chris Jones and his tenacity, quietly, Rozier's been the more effective player overall.
Right.
From a production standpoint. I know there's things about maybe he's doing wrong from a coaching standpoint that Hall of Fame coaches can call me a dummy, and I totally get that. But you know, that's what we're going to look for. But I did notice that they used Luke a lot more in in-game situations than they did in the past, whereas more one-on-ones with Russ and Chris.
Yep.
So, you know, Luke's got his hand tape up. Chris is wobbling it on his hip. Shane's gone. Where's
Where's our red shirt?
Shane's in Texas. I mean, we're not the same team, folks.
It's not the same team, but you do have a Hall of Fame head coach, as you mentioned, that is in charge, and he's going to get the right thing. And right now, they have this Houston game to tinker, but things get real when they go on the road to Stores, Connecticut, and play UConn, a very good UConn team, in a game that Louisville just absolutely has to have in a big way. And we're going to be at the O-Line Sports Grill watching this, and hopefully you come, because we're gonna really blow this out. We're gonna have why don't you just tell them, because this is a contest.
So if you were here for the UConn party for football, we hosted. We were hoping maybe 30 people showed up, and it was 130, and they were almost actually. I think they. We don't want to say it on the air, but fire code may have been broken.
Yeah, it may have been broken. We turned people away.
Yeah, they have made changes though, and they have upped their staff. So they have three working. They're going to have 5 to 6 working now. So if it was just too packed for you last time, they've got more people working. We're going to give away stuff. Big Time Yurts will be there. They'll be selling their shirts. They're going to do a yurt out at the Yum Center for the Cincinnati game.
Yep.
They'll have some shirts that they'll be selling. We're going to give away Year of the Cardinal DVDs from my Year of the Cardinal series that you might have seen me selling. I'm going to give a couple of those away as prizes. And O-Line Grill is also going to be giving away some gift cards here so you can spend some money and drink and whatnot.
And they have incredible drink specials. Happy Hour starts at 10 o'clock every single day here at
10 p.m.
O-Line Sports Grill. And that's actually where we're recording this podcast from. But, you know, they have it's cheap as it is, and then when you throw in happy hour on top of already cheap, it's like, whoa. Like, for example, their Super Bowl party is ridiculous. It's like all-you-can-eat wings, pizza, and beer from 7:30 until the fourth quarter, and the game doesn't kick off until 8:30.
Yeah.
So you get an hour to pregame.
It's $20.
And it's 20 bucks.
All-you-can-eat and drink.
$20 all-you-can-eat drink for pizza and wings. It's unbelievable. But before you get to the Super Bowl, we really want you to come and hang out with us at the UConn party, because it means a lot to us to see you and to interact with you. Because when Mike and I do games together at the Yum Center or on the road, wherever we are, we don't get to interact with folks very often. So this is an opportunity for us to meet you and to kind of be fans for a little bit. So, and it's a lot of fun for us to do these. So it's special.
And we've talked to him about getting a little bit different setup for the music and the game. So we're going to be – everything that we had on the first party, we've taken our notes. We've checked them twice, just like Santa. And
the first party was a lot of fun.
It was.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I think everybody had a good time. It was just it was so busy, very, very crowded. And
it was just so crowded.
You know, we hope for the same amount of crowd.
Yeah.
My advice is to get here early.
It's a huge game, folks. We need to lock arms, and we need to cheer on this game against UConn, because Louisville has – Their record against the RPI top 50 right now is 2-2.
Right.
So that is in our best two wins when it comes to NCAA selection time.
The home loss
SMU,
really hurt.
Southern Methodist, and Southern Mississippi. So our two wins don't even count.
Right.
That's not going to win anybody any.
Yeah, it's not going to look good.
We're
on
not being
CBS
on,
in March when they're talking about the blind test of who needs to get seated where.
And they were both at home.
They're both at home.
And they want to see good wins, and they want to see road wins. And UConn is a way to get them both on the same swoop. And we've needed it before. We got late season road wins with Peyton Siva back in the day, and they were important. So this is a game that Louisville, I think, direly needs, because it is not only a good opponent, but it is a road opponent.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with losing to North Carolina or Kentucky or even Memphis, but the fact of the matter is, you have to establish yourself as a team who can beat those kind of teams as well. It doesn't hurt you to really lose those games, but you have to have like victories to kind of offset those losses as well. And right now, Louisville doesn't have those type of wins on their resume.
They've got a blah
UConn,
resume right now, folks.
UConn is an opportunity to kind of get one of those back and make it appear on paper that Louisville can compete and, you know, give and take a few. They can, and this is a learning team. Let's get real. This is a team that is still trying to figure out who they are. I don't know. You know, and we've seen more basketball than we've already seen of football, and I know exactly who that football team was.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a curious season so far, but this is the time of the year when things start to either come together.
Well, actually, it's not yet.
It's not yet. But this is when it starts to.
Usually, like, for us, it's going to be that that mid-February, yeah. early February is when we make our run.
Usually,
so we're getting
usually
close.
January is like this,
but
time
this is a game we can't waste.
Through, but you can't waste it. You got to go get it.
Strength of schedule is 90, which sucks. Our record against top 50 is 2-2, which is okay. But then yeah. you look at your two wins; they're at home against SMU and USM. So that sucks. And then you've got an important game against UConn where they're 26 in the RPI, and that's a game that you just have to get. You right. can't waste it. Our RPI right now is 37. So when you see that Jerry Palm and you see us as an 11 seed, all that is a mathematical representation of what you've done. Right. He doesn't really get in it. I personally don't think he gets in it manually. He does a lot of moving. I think he allows the RPI-type system to kind of fill in the blanks, and then they just have a software. I don't think he's sitting there and he's breaking his head over moving people.
Right.
Now, that's why ESPN, they kind of use the rankings a little bit, and I think Lenardi is, you know, just crazed lunatic in a mountain house, and he does, I think, factor everything in. So that's why you see Louisville is a much higher seed than Jerry Palm.
Right.
Right now, mathematically, Louisville is a crappy resume team, and we got to get this win. So now – we've seen UConn this year already have some really impressive wins, and Shabazz Muhammad's been having a great year. We put him to shame last year, and I'm hoping we can do the same. But they beat Florida this year.
Yeah, this is the time of the year where Louisville normally is, you know, kind of trudging through January. But like we said before, they cannot afford to do that in this game. Well, I guess Houston or UConn, these are two must-win games for me. And I know that there's some leadership issues. I know Russ Smith is kind of the leader. Montrezl Harrell's trying to get there. Luke Hancock's trying to get there. But, you know, overall, this is a young group. Chris Jones, I mean, I've seen him do some sulking. I think he's frustrated with his injury. And I think we are too, and I can understand that. But we have to fight through that. We have to get some positive vibes going, get a good win on the road, and maybe make a run, get some resume builders out there, and maybe get some championship basketball by March.
All right, so Connecticut is 13-3. They're 1-2 in the conference because of that road trip to Texas where they lost to Houston, SMU in back-to-back games, but they've beaten Indiana, and they've beaten Florida. So they have a better resume than we do.
Absolutely. So you can earn some of that reputation by beating a good team, a team with a good reputation.
So why don't you come out and join us at the O-Line Sports Grill. It's on Hurstburn, Westport. We're going to be promoting it all week. We're going to be putting it out on Twitter. We'll put it up on the website on thecrunchzone.com. But we hope to see you here. We're going to give away prizes. We're going to be playing music. They've got a bigger staff, so we're going to be feeding you more drinks. 10 p.m. starts happy hour, so the drinks get cheaper, and that's when shit gets real. So make sure that you come out and hang out with us. Maybe we'll play some videos. I'll be giving away DVDs. Big Time Yurts will be here. They're going to be giving away stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's
we'll
an important
here.
Game. Let's get riled.
And we'll be here, Mike.
And we'll
you
be
and me.
Here.
And you know, we like to see you.
A couple of old nerds
like
and come out and see us.
Yeah, we like to chat with you guys and tell stories and things like that. So big day for us to kind of just hang out with you. You get to eat some cheap wings and cheap food and it's really actually good quality, and watch some Cardinal basketball with us. So,
all right, cool. Well, thanks for joining us on the show this week. Thanks to Dan Vonderhein from Louisville.am for joining us. We've certainly appreciate O-Line Sports Grill sponsoring this podcast, and we enjoy their wings mightily.
I do. They're
amazing. I had them tonight.
They are amazing.
While we're here, so come out and check us out Saturday night. The game is at 9, but we're going to be here at 7, so get your drink on. Come out and check out the action that's going on. Just remember, you can check out this podcast on Louisville.am or on iTunes. You can set it up for download, and of course, from our website, thecrunchzone.com. So thanks for checking it out this week.
Louisville,
we'll catch you next week.
Go Cards.
Forever. I promise to rep the veal and nothing.